Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio sermon from Apostolic Worship Center. Our prayer is that you'll be encouraged and blessed by the anointed Word of God. If you'd like more information about Apostolic Worship Center and its ministries, visit our website at www.awcnorman.com.
Join me in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. God has been speaking to his prophet in the 6th chapter of the book of 2 Kings. And he's been giving his prophet a word concerning the movement of the enemy, the nation of Syria, against the people of Israel. And every time that strategy was planned in the Syrian camp, the prophet received the strategy from God, went and told the king of Israel how to counter it, and the king of Syria found defeat. Finally, the king of Syria says, there's somebody here that is telling the king of Israel our plans. And they said, no, that's not the case at all. Said, there's a prophet in Israel. And so we pick up the story in the 13th verse. The king of Syria has said, let's go find this prophet. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And they told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Somebody say, he's in Dothan. He's in Dothan. Therefore, send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night, and they compassed the city. They compassed Dothan about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed that city called Dothan, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire around about Elisha. I want to preach for a little while today from this subject called Surrounded in Dothan. Surrounded in Dothan. Would you ask the Lord to help us now? Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, God, we have your presence, and you've already done such a great work. God, I believe there's been healings here today. There's been miracles. God, there's been provisions and answers. And God, now take your word and let your word bring life and light, dear God, to us. Liberty, dear God, into our spirit. Let us receive it by faith now. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you lift your voice with me one more time before we're seated? And can you make a joyful sound of praise to the Lord? Would you do it with all of your heart now to the Lord Jesus Christ? Everything unto him. Let us praise him together. Oh, hallelujah. Let us magnify the Lord together now. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Praise God. You may be seated. There are so many notable places in Scripture, places that stand out. Jerusalem, of course, obviously is a city that we're very familiar with that stands out to us. There are other cities in the New Testament. When you speak of Antioch, you speak of that great revival that transpired there following the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. And just a tremendous things are associated with Antioch. You think of some of the cities that Paul may have visited in his missionary journey, Ephesus, Corinth. All of those are very familiar places, and there are incidents that we can relate to those individual cities. But when you speak of Dothan, Dothan is not the name of a city that comes readily to our minds, nor do we oftentimes equate anything significant that may have transpired in the city called Dothan. Dothan now is in the tribe of Ephraim in their territory. It sits some 60 miles north of Jerusalem, some 13 miles north of Samaria. Just a small place, one that one might overlook. We find it one time in Scripture, or two times in Scripture. The first first time we find it in scriptures in Genesis chapter 37. Joseph has been told by his father to go check on his brethren. And Joseph ends up, after having gone through Shechem, he ends up in Dothan because that they have told him his brothers has moved from Shechem and is now in Dothan, and they are watching their flocks there. We see it now for a second time in Scripture in our text this morning. It's the place of residence of the prophet Elisha, and he is residing there in a time of political conflict between the nation of Syria and the nation of Israel. While looking at this city and its two mentioned places in Scripture, we might pause for just a moment to discover what significance Dothan might really be. And we might examine in the beginning of our study, we might look at Dothan and wonder, well, does the significance of Dothan lie in the meaning of its name? And if you look at the meaning of its name, there's really no great significance. It means two wells or two cisterns, or some would even argue that Dothan might mean decree or might mean law. And so there appears to be no real significance in its name. They say that even in what would be the modern location of the city of Dothan, that there are still two wells that are there, and one bears the label, the pit of Joseph, signifying the place where Joseph was placed by his brethren while he was visiting in Dothan. So the significance of Dothan is not in the number of times that it is mentioned in Scripture, and the significance of Dothan doesn't really appear to be in the name, that are the meaning of the name, that we could mine any great truths out of it. And yet, when we look at the city of Dothan, we discover that there really is some significance and some importance in this place called Dothan. Dothan, you understand, is geographically located at a major trade route so that it connected the regions including Egypt, Mesopotamia, and the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, Dothan was the crossroads. If you was going anywhere, you had to go through Dothan. Oklahoma City is called the crossroads of America. 40, 44, 35 all intersect in Oklahoma City. And here we are in the heart of America. And so it's called the crossroads. Dothan could be well considered the crossroads. If you was wanting to get anywhere, you had to pass through this place called Dothan. Now, look at it with me for just a moment, because when you look at Joseph's life, we know him and his significance and all that he did in Egypt, and we know how God used him there to spare the people of God, to provide food in the time of famine. But Joseph's story doesn't begin in the palace or in the preservation that God had for him in Egypt, nor in the palace that he served in or as prime minister for Pharaoh. Rather, Joseph's story begins in the insignificant place called Dothan. Understand that the reason Joseph ended up in Dothan is he was simply being obedient to his father's command. Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 13 says that Israel said to Joseph, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I'll send thee unto them." And he said to them, "Him, here am I." And he said to him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word." So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And when he got to Shechem, he couldn't find his brothers. And somebody said, there was these guys here, but they've moved now to Dothan, and you can find your brothers there. So Hebron to Shechem was 50 miles, and then from Shechem on into Dothan is another 15 miles. So Joseph is on a 65-mile journey to Dothan to find his brother. Now, I don't think Joseph got up on that morning and gave a big stretch as he climbed out of his goatskin bed and said, "I just feel like a little trek to Dothan today. I just feel like I'm going to take a little walk to Dothan. I just feel like a little exercise, and I'm just going to get up and I'm going to go to Dothan today. No, actually, when Joseph woke that morning, he climbed out of his goatskin bed and he put on his coat of many colors and he stepped out of the tent door. His daddy's waiting on him and he says, "Joseph, I need you to go to Shechem today. I need you to make a 50-mile journey and I need you to check on your brother." And he gets there, and when he gets there, his brethren's not there. And Joseph, under that command of his father, says, "Well, I can't let my dad's orders fall here. I need to go and find my brethren." So he makes 15 miles more, and he comes to Dothan. Now understand, the only thing that brought Joseph to Dothan is he was there at the command of his father. The only thing that got him to Dothan. The only reason he arrives in this insignificant place, this place that really doesn't have any value or importance to anything else, is he simply got there just doing the will of his father. Simply because he was in obedience there. Now, may I say to you that Dothan represents just a fundamental level of obedience that we have to God. Everything we want from God and every place that God has for us will always go through a place called Dothan, where we are simply doing the will of our Father. Where we are simply in obedience to our God. Always, anything we want. You can talk about the revival of Antioch. You can talk about the door of Ephesus. You can talk about the gifts of Corinth. You can talk about the fire in Jerusalem. But you can't get to any of those places without going through Dothan and that simple obedience to the will of God. Now this is fundamental. If we're going to have victory, if we're going to discover the things that God has for us, everything begins in simple obedience to a command of our God. We never start out just simply saying, "I think I'm going to do." We always start out with God giving to us His command. And we say, and as the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 40 and verse number 8, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." In other words, the psalmist said, "You know what? The thing that makes me the happiest in life is just doing the will of God. I'm not in Antioch. I'm not in Ephesus. I'm not in Corinth. I'm not in Jerusalem. I'm just in Dothan, because nothing else happens till you go through Dothan. Nothing else happens until we learn how to be obedient to the command of God. Nothing else happens in our life till we learn how to be the will of God." In fact, the writer of the book of Hebrews, when he is writing here in this 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, he quotes Psalms chapter 40 verses 7 and 8, and he applies it to Jesus Christ, and he said, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." In other words, the writer of Hebrews said that redemption goes through Dothan. It simply goes through obedience. There could be no redemption until he prayed in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thy will be done." I'll never get the revival of Antioch. I will never get the gifts of Corinth. I will never have the door of revival of Ephesus. I'll never have the fire of Jerusalem until I've decided that I'm just happy doing the will of God and in obedience to the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything's got to go through Dothan. That's the only way that we arrive at victory, is I have to go through just simple obedience to the commandments of God. Understand today that God puts a lot of value upon simple obedience to the commandment of the Lord. It is Samuel that tells Saul in 1 Samuel 15 and 22 that the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. He said, it's greater than anything else you can do is just to be obedient to the voice and the will and the desire of God. In fact, he goes on to say that my rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. In other words, if I rebel against the will of God, if I bow up and I say, I'm not doing that. I don't care what you tell me to do, God. I'm not doing that. I'm not submitting my life to that. He said that is that's the most evil thing that one can participate in. It is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is like iniquity and idolatry. And because we reject the word of God, God rejects us. Can I tell you, if you want victory in your life, if you want God to bless your life, if you want God to put a seal of approval on your life, if you want God to overshadow you, sometimes you just got to get up in the morning and say, God, I delight to do thy will. Whatever you want me to do today, however you want me to live today, however you want me to walk today, whatever you want me to say today, however you want me to act today, I just delight to do thy will, oh God. How did I get to Dothan? I'll tell you how I got to Dothan. I just got here obeying my Father, just listening to what he has to say. That's how I got to Dothan. That's how I arrived here. I got in this little spot here just because it's this little fundamental truth that I need to obey the command of my Father. That's the only reason. Dothan is not significant to anything else. It's just significant to the fact that I'm here because I'm obeying the voice of God and the commandment of the Lord. When you look at Dothan, the second time that it's mentioned in our text today in 2 Kings chapter 6. When you look there, Elisha now, he is also in Dothan. But why is he in Dothan? Understand that he's there hearing the voice of God. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 11 says, therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled in this thing. He called his servants and said, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, none, my lord. He said, it's Elisha the prophet. He's in Israel. And he telleth the king what you're speaking in your bedchamber. And he said, well, go spy where he is that I may send and fetch him. He said, well, where's he at? He said, well, he's in Dothan. So Dothan is, first of all, a place of doing my Father's bidding. But second of all, Dothan is the place where I hear my Father's voice in my heart and in my life. The two fundamental things that's got to happen in our life is I've got to be obedient to the will of God, and I've got to learn how to hear the voice of God. I can't get to Antioch. I can't get to Ephesus. I can't get to Corinth. I can't get to Jerusalem. I can't experience anything else till I go through Dothan and I just simply obey the voice of God and hear what God is trying to say inside of me. Now, we're living in a generation or a time frame, a period of time where people are not hearing what God is speaking into their heart. We've got people that are in supposed relationships with God, and they've never heard God's voice in their life. They've never heard God speak into their heart. They come and go from the holy place. They sing songs. They go through all the motions of Christianity, Pentecostalism, and an apostolic lifestyle, but they never hear the voice of God. We have a time period now where the words of that boy Samuel, Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth, is not spoken today. No one is saying, God, I need a word of God in my life. Can I tell you that Dothan is fundamental to everything else I receive in my life? I have to be obedient to the commandment of God, and I need to hear the voice of God in my life. In fact, Amos said it like this in Amos chapter 8 and verse number 11. He said, the days come that saith the Lord that I'm going to send a famine in the land. And it's not going to be a famine for bread or a thirst of water. He said it's going to be a famine for the hearing. Hearing. Our ears have become deaf to the voice of God. Our prayers are prayed, but we're not hearing The Word of God spoken into our heart. We're not feeling. I'm not talking about an audible voice. I've never heard an audible voice from God. If you have, God bless you. I've never heard an audible voice from God. But I know when God's talking to me. And I know when God's speaking to me. And I know how to arise in the middle of the night and walk into the rest of the house and hear the voice of God and the commandment of the Lord and hear God begin to stir within my spirit. I know how to drive at the streets of the city and be in a time of prayer and hear the voice of the Lord. Dothan is fundamental to everything else in our life. You'll never get the fire of Jerusalem, and you'll never get the revival of Antioch, and you'll never have the gifts of Corinth, and you'll never have the door of Ephesus until first of all you've gone through Dothan. And when you get to Dothan, you're going to be obedient to the commandment of God, and you're going to hear the voice of the Lord in your life. Does anybody want to go to Dothan today? Come on now. I need a little help. Anybody want to go to Dothan? Would anybody just like to say, I delight to do thy will, O God? Is there anybody in the house today that just simply say, Lord, speak. I'm here listening. Talk to me. Talk to me. Speak into my spirit. Talk into my soul. Pour into my heart. I want to go to Dothan. I need to be there. I need to be in a place where I can be obedient to God and I can hear the voice of the Lord. Now this is what's so confusing about Dothan. Because Dothan is indeed fundamental. It's fundamental to our experience with God. There has to be this place where I am obedient to the will of God and where I hear the voice of God. It's that fundamental place. It's the foundation. It's where everything starts. It's in this place called Dothan. But what becomes confusing about Dothan is while you're there, while you are trying to do these fundamental things, hear the voice of God, being obedient to the command of God, Dothan becomes adversarial. Suddenly in Dothan, I experience an attack unlike anything else. I'm not in Antioch. I'm not in Ephesus. I'm not in Corinth. I'm not in Jerusalem. I understand the battle in Antioch because revival is happening up there. I understand Ephesus, that Paul said, I fought with beast in Ephesus. I get it because there is a door that is created there. I get the struggle in Corinth because this is a place where spiritual gifts were trying to manifest itself and they were being manipulated and twisted and being made into something that they should not be. I understand the attack of the enemy there. I get it in Jerusalem because that's where fire falls, but I don't understand it in Dothan because in Dothan, I'm just doing the fundamentals. I'm obeying God and I'm hearing the voice of God. But it's in Dothan that I have one of the most serious attacks in my life, because it's while I'm in Dothan. Elisha describes it in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 14, that when the king sent thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night. Now watch, they compassed the city. What city? They compassed Dothan about, the place of fundamentals, the place where you're just doing the will of God, the place where you're just hearing the voice of God. The place where you're just trying to do what you need to do. He said they compassed the city about, and the servant, the man of God, was risen early and he was gone forth, and a host. This isn't some little scrimmage that's taking place here. This is a major battle. A host compasses the city, both with horses and chariots. They're compassed. They're surrounded. Now, has anybody found out? Has anybody discovered? A little honesty here now. Has anybody found out that just trying to do the fundamentals, just trying to obey God, just trying to hear the voice of God, has anybody find out that you get surrounded? Come on now, I need a little help over here. Forget them over here. We'll just preach to this section. Anybody right here? Come on now. Anybody find out? Is anybody living in Dothan? Anybody feel like you're just, I'm trying to hear, I'm trying to obey, and I'm surrendering? How about it right over here? Anybody on this side? Just, man, I'm trying to do the will of God. I'm trying to hear the voice of God. I'm not in Antioch. I'm not in Jerusalem. I'm not in Ephesus. We're not trying to talk about gifts right now. We're not trying to talk about a door. We're not trying to talk about fire. We're just talking about the fundamentals. We're talking about Dothan now. We're talking about hearing the voice of God and hearing the command of God. And I'm surrounded. I feel like I got it on all sides of me. Left and right and front and back, above and below. I got it everywhere. I mean, I am surrounded in this mess that I'm in. Even Joseph found himself in Dothan. Remember, he got there by the command of his father. And he gets to Dothan and his brethren, 10 of them. I mean, you don't have to have a host to be surrounded. Sometimes it comes in just a little group. He's got 10 brethren that surround him and take him and put him in a pit and said, we'll see what will happen to his dream now. He's surrounded in Dothan. Doing what? Obeying the commandment of his father. He's surrounded. Put in a pit. Can you see it now? He's got 10 brethren that's got a hold of him. Dragging him. And he's kicking and screaming. Sandals coming off. And the other is just hanging on by a strap. And his coat of many colors is dragging and being ripped off of him. And he's got 10 boys that's got their hands on him. And he's feeling like he's just being mobbed here. And he's put in a pit in Dothan just trying to do his father's will. Here you are in Dothan, and here's Elisha. He's hearing from God. God's speaking to him, and suddenly he wakes up and he's got an enemy that's on all sides of him, because you understand, for Joseph, the adversarial attack was his brethren. For Elisha, the attack was the darkness of this enemy. And sometimes while you're just trying to do the will of God and you're trying to hear the voice of God, you feel like it's coming on all sides and all ways and all directions around you. In fact, Paul says it like this in his writings in 2 Corinthians. He said, we are troubled. Now, if it would be all right with you, if I could alter Scripture, we'll just stop right there. We are troubled. That's sufficient, Paul. We are troubled. But then he adds that little quip on the end. We are troubled on every side. Dothan, just doing the Father's will. Just trying to hear the Father's voice. We're troubled on every side. And Paul writes in that writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said the reason you're troubled on every side is the enemy wants you to fall into a distressed condition. And he wants you to fall into despair. Because he realizes if he can get you distressed and in despair, he can get you to throw up your hands in debt in Dothan. Because you can't get any place else until you go through Dothan. So he understands that if I can stop you in Dothan, I can keep you from the revival in Antioch. I can keep you from the door in Ephesus. I can keep you from the gifts in Corinth. I can keep you from the fire in Jerusalem if I can just bog you down in Dothan. Because Dothan is a transitional place. It's not a place you stay. It's a place where you learn the fundamentals. I'm obedient. I hear the voice of God. It's a place where you transition through. You're not going to stay there all your life. You're going to move through that place. You're going to go to these other greater areas and greater experiences. And the devil knows that if he can stop you, he can keep you from a victorious destiny. You talked about it Wednesday night. He can keep us from a victorious destiny if he can stop us in Dothan. But I got news for my enemy today. I didn't get to Dothan by myself. I got here at the command of my Father. I got here at the voice of my God. And if the voice of my God got me here, the voice of my God can help me while I'm here. Antioch, I'm on my way. Ephesus, I'm coming through. Corinth, I will be there. I'm going to get there. And so it leaves us. This is where a lot of us are at. It leaves us in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 15. The servant, the man of God, risen early and gone forth. A host. Somebody say a host. A host has come past the city, both with horses and chariots. His servant wakes up. And here he is now. Alas, how shall we do? Now, I think really this is where the enemy would like to get us. He'd like to leave us in this place where we're sighing. Has anybody ever sighed? Don't feel bad. Jesus did too. Scripture says that he sighed. And so there's times I... Some of you have been wanting to do it. Won't you try it right now? Now, put a little of that Monday attitude in it. Okay. Just sigh. What shall we do? I thought I was doing the command of God. I thought I was hearing the voice of God. Now what do I do? Well, can I tell you, the same God that got you there is the same God that's going to get you out. The same God that brought you to this little obscure location is going to get you through. So you just got to hold on, because God's got some other things He wants to do in Dothan. I said, God's got some other stuff. There is a revival in Dothan. I said, there is an answer in Dothan. It doesn't end on a sigh. Oh, I wish I could preach that a little while now. Dothan doesn't... Dothan doesn't end on a sigh. I said, Dothan don't end... Oh, I need some help over here now. They quit helping me. Does anybody believe Dothan don't end on a sigh? Come on now. Anybody over here? Dothan doesn't end on a sigh. And if Dothan don't end on a sigh, neither will you end on a sigh. Because God has got something He wants to do. Did you know there's a revelation that's very important, Dothan, that you and I need to get? There's a revelation. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to get this now. Yeah, there's a revelation you got to get in Dothan. We got to get this understanding. We got to get it, because understand that Dothan is a transitional place. It's where all the crossroads come through. You're going somewhere else when you go through Dothan. It's transitional. But to transition out of Dothan, you got to have a mental transformation. You can't transition out of Dothan to any place else where you're going until you have a mental transformation. That's the reason why Romans chapter 12 tells us, in verse number 2, he tells us to be not conformed, pressed into the mold, pushed into the fashion of the world. That's not just their actions, that's their thinking, that's their mentality. Be not conformed. But now he said, this is what you need to do. You need to be transformed. How am I going to get transformation? I got to have something happen up here. Come on, somebody hit this thing right here. Come on now. I got to get a little transformation up here. I got to get a little transformation. I need a little help in my brain. I need a little help in my thinking. I need somebody. I need something to take place up here. And the only way it's going to happen is I've got to have a work of the Holy Ghost in my mind. Because if I'm not careful, my brain can tell me that what I'm seeing, I can't get out of. And my brain can tell me what's surrounding me and what's happening to me, I can't get through. So I need a transformation to take place in my mind. I need a revelation to happen that Dothan is not my final destiny. I will reach Antioch. I will get Ephesus. I will find Corinth. I will get to Jerusalem. Dothan is not my final destiny. I will get there. I will get there. And so we find that Elisha's protege wakes up. Has anybody ever woke up before? Okay, let's just stop for a minute. Is anybody awakened this morning? Has anybody woke up this morning? But have you ever woke up? Have you ever woke up and it hits you like a ton of bricks? Boom! I mean, you're still trying to get straightened up. I know they worked when I went to bed last night. trying to get it to operate. And I mean, you haven't even got to the end of the mattress yet. You've not even got the blur out of your eyes yet. Don't look at me like that. Y'all wake up the same way I do. Come on now. I don't think there's a one of you, even this up here, wakes up and says, "Woo, woo, woo!" You wake up and you feel like it's hit you like a ton of bricks. Boom! And I mean, before you can even get to your prayer spot, you've looked out and you see it. Ah! It's on all sides. It's everywhere. What do we do? What do we do, Master? How do we get out of all of this? You see, our problem is you and I are so bound by the temporal and the physical that that is the only realm you and I think in. We think only in the physical. We think only in the temporal. We think only in the tangible. We never can think at a spiritual level. Now, just hold on. Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to get a little rough, but we'll get through it. All right? And the reason why we have a problem thinking only in the natural and not in the spiritual is because we may be a little too natural in our experience. Because he said the natural mind was enmity against the spiritual mind. And it may be that we're living too much in our natural ways instead of in our spiritual ways. And that's the reason why when I get up and I feel this ton of bricks hit me and I know it's on all sides of me, that's all I can see. Somewhere or another, I got to get this revival in my mind, and I got to become spiritual in my thinking and spiritual in my thoughts, and I got to become spiritual in my ideas, that when I awaken, I cannot take inventory by my natural eyes. I've got to start taking inventory by my spiritual eyes. I got to start saying now, God, I'm in Dothan, and the only reason I'm here is you got me here. And the only reason I'm here is you've been talking to me. Now, God, I need to see something besides what natural eye sees. I need to see something in the spiritual world. And that's what Dothan is. That's where you learn before you ever get to Antioch and Jerusalem and Ephesus and Corinth and all these other places. Before you ever get there, you got to learn in Dothan how to see the invisible world. Got to learn how to see that which is beyond physical sight. You see, faith is to sight what the telescope is to the natural eye. You and I can't see all that stuff out there. There's stuff beyond the stars and the moon and all that stuff. You can't see it. You can't see it. But you get a telescope. You get a powerful enough telescope, and you put that telescope to the natural eye. Suddenly, you're seeing beyond the moon, and you're seeing Pluto and Venus. And you're seeing all this stuff out there that can't be seen with the natural eye, but you got to have the aid of the telescope. Can I tell you what faith is? Faith, it is put to the eye of the natural man. And when you put faith to the eye of the natural man, you start seeing stuff you can't see. And all of a sudden, you open up, and you start seeing God is on all sides to me, for the prophet prayed in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 17. He said, "Lord, anoint his eyes." Anoint his eyes. Does anybody feel like your eyes need to be anointed today? Come on now. Does anybody feel like God needs to anoint my eyes? Anoint my eyes today, God, that I might see that it's full. Somebody say it's full. It's full on all sides of me, but I can't see it looking with the natural eye. I can only see it with that spiritual perception of faith that God is with me, even in Dothan. Somebody clap your hands and just shout. Can anybody pray the prayer of the psalmist David? Open mine eyes. Open mine eyes. Open mine eyes. Somebody help me now. Over here, somebody lift your voice and pray it. Open mine eyes. Anybody here in the middle? Open mine eyes. Somebody over here. Open mine eyes. I need to see stuff that's not natural. I need to see spiritual stuff. There's a God that is with me. Now watch, watch, watch. I'm going to help somebody now. Because Dothan's revelation doesn't always come while you're in Dothan. Ask Joseph why he's dragged to the pit. He doesn't see it. But a decade or so later, while his brothers is in the palace begging for food, and he's revealed himself to his brethren, Joseph opens up to them and he tells them in Genesis chapter 45 and verse number 5. He says, God did send me. He said, looking back at my Dothan, where I was at, I see God had his hand on me. Sometimes the revelation of Dothan happens sometimes after you leave Dothan. But I look back and I say, while I was there, I was just doing the will of God. I was hearing the voice of God. God was with me and God was working his plan in my life. God was helping me. But however it comes, whether you're in Dothan or outside of Dothan, God's going to bring a revelation that he is with you and that he will never, ever leave you. I wish I could preach to somebody right now to tell you that God's promise, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I may be in Dothan, but God's before me. God's behind me. God's on my left. God's on my right. God's below me. God's above me. And when I come out of Dothan, I'm on my way to my destiny of victory. Come on, I wish I could preach to somebody right now. You're not going to stay in Dothan. I said, you're not going to stay in Dothan. It's transitional. You're not going to stay in Dothan. He's got an Antioch. He's got an Ephesus. He's got a Corinth. He's got a Jerusalem. You're coming through Dothan. God's still your ally. You discover it in Dothan. God, His Spirit is still your companion. And His angels are with you on all sides. Can you imagine with me right now? An angelic host. I'm surrounded. I'm in Dothan. It's where I'm at. It's not where I'll be. It's not where I'll stay. I will go on. But right now, there's an angelic host that is around me on all sides. And I can rest. I can rest in Dothan. I can rest in Dothan. Somebody stand with me right now. Would you lift your hands with me and your voice to the Lord? I want you to lift them now from where you're at. And I want you to say, God, I'm just trying to be obedient. I'm trying to fulfill all your commandments. I'm just trying to do what the Father wants me to do. I'm trying to hear your voice. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing all this stuff. This is not my final place. I'm going to go through this. I'm going through this. God's on all sides of me now. I'm surrounded in Dothan. God's presence is with me on all sides. God's presence is with me right now. God's presence is with me. God's presence is with me. I want you to join Elisha now. And I want you to join his protege. And I want you to lift your hand toward heaven. And I want you to turn your voice toward the Lord. And I want you to envision right now a great allied force of angels around you. There you go. There you go. Come on, you're surrounded in Dothan.
You have been listening to an audio sermon from Apostolic Worship Center located in Norman, Oklahoma. We are located at 3221 North Porter Avenue, Norman, Oklahoma, 73071. Our service times are Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., and we also have various ministries happening on Wednesday night. For more information, visit our website, www.awcnorman.com. You can call us at 405-329-1285 or email us at info@awcnorman.com. We hope that this recording has been a blessing to you.